exact to exorcism. The exhibition of an exorcist. Bishop Kane was under exorbitant pressure from his superiors in the Catholic Church to teach young priests the exact procedures for conducting the exorcism of a demon from a child. He was reluctant, believing that only a few exclusive priests capable of exercising self-control and intense physical exertion should have the knowledge he had acquired. Bishop Kane also knew that demons were real and not something to be toyed with or used in a teaching setting. An executive decision from the highest levels forced him, however, to exhibit his method and take students on a real exorcism excursion. Bishop Kane agreed, but only as an exception, saying that if anything went wrong, he would be exempt from all blame. His authorities agreed. When students heard this, they were exhilarated and anxious for this exceptional opportunity to see how Bishop Kane worked. The excess that they encountered during the exorcism was so excessive that the students all ran for the exit. None were able to exemplify Bishop Kane in his conduct, and none were able to exert as much emotional willpower as he in the face of the demon that controlled a young 12-year-old girl. Excluding the young priest named Banning, who had come from a very troubled childhood, all fled, never to express an interest in exorcisms again. Banning cowered in the corner, terrified but unable to move. The results of this exhibition exceeded all of Bishop Kane's expectations. Now he had the sole decision-making power for who should and should not be trained on conducting exorcism. Everyone agreed that this was the best approach.